Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Our topic today is meningitis. What is meningitis? Meningitis is a condition characterized by inflammation in the meninges and subarachnoid space, which is caused by infections. The meninges and the subarachnoid space are the coverings of the brain. These are materials that covers the brain. So when one gets this sickness, the bacteria or whatever caused the meningitis goes there and cause the swellings of the coverings of the brains, which is called the meninges. One type of meningitis called cerebrospinal meningitis or CSM, caused by Neisseria meningitidis, is a common one in the northern and upper regions of Ghana and usually occurs in epidemics during the Harmattan season. When we say CSM is also a type of meningitis, but this one is now involved the spinal cord, so the brain covering and then the spinal cord covering. That's why it's called cerebrospinal meningitis, CSM. And it is the type which is more dangerous than the rest. That is why we are educating the public about it. It can easily kill, unlike the others. So the CSM, or the cerebrospinal meningitis, is the one that causes more harm in the northern and upper regions of Ghana, especially during the Harmattan and the heat season in the north. The presentation may sometimes be confused with cerebral malaria. Meningitis is a medical emergency. Failure to recognize and adequately manage meningitis result in serious complications. Signs and symptoms of meningitis. The classical triad of bacterial meningitis consists of the following: fever, headache, neck rigidity or stiff neck. This is the three major signs and symptoms of bacterial meningitis: fever, headache, and then neck stiffness. Less than half of patients have all three classical signs. Other symptoms can include nausea, vomiting, photophobia, that means the fear light, sleeplessness, confusion, irritability, delirium. Delirium also means they get a little bit subconscious and confused, and then coma. Children under 1 year may have bulging fontanelle and convulsion. That means children below 1 year will have their middle part of their head swollen, because at that time that place is very soft. So when they have meningitis, that place will increase in size. That is what we call the fontanelle. That place will increase in size. Bulging fontanelle and convulsion. Diagnosis and investigations. Number one, we'll do what we call full blood counts. And then we'll do blood film for malaria to rule out malaria, because we're saying that the meningitis can mimic and confuse the doctors and the nurses about the fact that it is meningitis. So we can take it to be what? Cerebral malaria. So the BF is done to rule out cerebral malaria. And then lumbar puncture and CSF analysis. The CSF is what we call cerebrospinal fluid analysis, blood culture. Sometimes they do neuroimaging, that is CT scan or MRI, to look at the brain structure, to see whether the meningitis is confirmed or not. The objectives of the treatment are to, number one, to identify and eradicate the causative organisms. Number two, to prevent complication. Number three, to prevent the spread to contact. Then number four, to maintain good nutrition. So we have what we call the non-pharmacological approach or treatment. Because they have temperature, we only want to table sponge. Table sponge means we pour some warm water on the body to cool down the temperature. Then keep the airway clear so nothing can block the airway for easy breathing. And then nasogastric tube feeding, if applicable. And then the pharmacological treatment, that is where we are going to use medications. We use antibiotics, we use steroids, we use analgesics, we use antipyretics. Analgesics are painkillers, and then antipyretics are drugs that will bring down the temperature. And then IV fluids to hydrate the patient. Some complications of meningitis, if not managed early. Hearing loss. They can lose their hearing. That is why in the management, we spoke about the steroids, the dexamethasone. The steroids, it's used in addition to the antibiotics to reduce the destruction of the eighth cranial nerve, which is responsible for hearing. So if you don't manage it well, after the meningitis is over, the patient may have hearing loss. And then paralysis. That means he won't be able to walk. One of the leg or both legs will be paralyzed. Then ataxia, they'll be able to walk, but they will not be able to coordinate their walking very well. Some also develop multiple seizures, what people call epilepsy, because the complications of the meningitis can leave permanent scars in the brain that can predispose the patients to multiple seizures. Some can even go blind. Other cranial nerves may not work properly. Septic shock, cerebral edema are all part of the complications of meningitis. Vaccination can prevent this deadly disease. So let us all endeavor to get vaccinated. We should be alert. We should be on the high index of suspicion in this season in the northern parts of Ghana. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.